A dark-haired little girl arrived at the hospital in Boston with singed eyebrows, nails sticking out of her, and a badly damaged leg. A little boy also was full of metal fragments, one of his legs bound by a tourniquet that saved his life. A young man watching his girlfriend run the Boston Marathon had to have his legs amputated because of extensive vascular and bone damage. Two brothers watching the marathon each had one leg removed. A day after the explosions, the injuries from the Boston Marathon are more of a threat to limbs than to lives, doctors and hospitals report. They say most of those injured were onlookers. What they're finding is that the bomb blast hit victims with shards of metal and headless nails. George Velmahos is trauma chief at Massachusetts General Hospital.
After a bomb, there is a number of traumatic injuries. And some of them is a direct effect of the bomb when the extremities are severely damaged or if there is internal bleeding, for example. But then there is secondary injury from the bomb blast, the wave of the bomb that can push people away, can throw them and hit them against walls. And there's also another form of injury, which is from the particles that are broken and embedded in people. So we've seen all three of them after this event.
Velmahos says because of the consistency of the materials used, the particles are from the bombs, not from the environment. And doctors at each of the other three hospitals are finding the same evidence. They've been removing nails and pellets from patients, sometimes 20 or more nails. This is consistent with a report from the Associated Press. Sources close to the investigation say the two bombs were housed in pressure cookers, hidden in black duffel bags on the ground. One of the explosives contained shards of metal and ball bearings, and another contained nails.
We don't yet have all the answers, but we do know that multiple people have been wounded, some gravely, in explosions at the Boston Marathon.
President Obama called the Boston bombings an act of terror. He said it's not clear yet whether the twin blasts were the work of a foreign or domestic group or a malevolent individual, but that the federal government is continuing to monitor and respond to the situation as it unfolds.
We will find whoever harmed our citizens, and we will bring them to justice. We also know this. The American people refuse to be terrorized. Because what the world saw yesterday in the aftermath of the explosions were stories of heroism and kindness and generosity and love. Exhausted runners who kept running to the nearest hospital to give blood, and those who stayed to tend to the wounded, some tearing off their own clothes to make tourniquets. The first responders who ran into the chaos to save lives. The men and women who are still treating the wounded at some of the best hospitals in the world. And the medical students who hurried to help, saying, when we heard, we all came in. The priests who opened their churches and ministered to the hurt and the fearful, and the good people of Boston who opened their homes to the victims of this attack and those shaken by it. So if you want to know who we are, what America is, how we respond to evil, that's it. Selflessly, compassionately, unafraid.
The message of a resilient people was echoed by Boston's Mayor Menino.
Law enforcement's working on this issue since it started, and we need cooperation from the public. Folks out there know that something's going on. Give it to the FBI, the Boston Police, whoever law enforcement you want to give it to. But it's a resilient city, and we're a city that'll get by this, and it's one incident that will not mark the city's history.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says there is no evidence that the bombings at the Boston Marathon are part of a wider plot. Napolitano says the Department of Homeland Security will maintain what she calls enhanced security measures at transportation hubs as a precaution. Richard DeLaurier is special agent in charge of the FBI's Boston office.
To the best of my knowledge, there is no imminent physical threat anywhere associated with this investigation.
New York City remained on heightened alert after the Boston Marathon bombing. Police fielded dozens of calls about suspicious items and briefly evacuated part of LaGuardia Airport. While authorities say they have no reports of any specific threats against the city, Mayor Bloomberg says the fact is there remain people who want to attack us, and the moment we let our guard down is the moment that the terrorists are waiting for.
Since yesterday afternoon, we have fully mobilized our resources to protect New Yorkers from any related threats that might emerge. The NYPD quickly stepped up security at strategic locations and critical infrastructure, including our subways, yesterday, as soon as we heard about the attacks. And we'll leave those measures in place until we learn more about what actually happened in Boston.
Bloomberg used the opportunity to make the case for increased funding for security in the city.
We'll also continue to push Washington to allocate Homeland Security fundings based on risk, not pork barrel politics. Secretary Janet Napolitano and the President have been important allies for us in that work, and I think the events in Boston underscore just how important it is.
Police armed with rifles and extra patrol cars are stationed around the city. Security is tightened at hotels and landmarks such as the Empire State Building and the World Trade Center. And in Times Square today, tourists and residents didn't seem to mind the beefed-up security at all. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.